WGXC 90.7 servicing Accra, Catskill, and Hudson, Columbia, and Greene County. Woo!
WGXC welcomes audio responses and feedback from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message, and we'll play it on the air. Call 518-622-2598 and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. That number again is 518-622-2598.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Bridge Street Theater of Catskill, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
La despensa de alimentos de Catskill está localizada en la parroquia de la Iglesia de St. Luke en Catskill, en la calle William, número 50. La despensa está abierta todos los viernes de la 1 hasta las 4 de la tarde. La comida sana es un derecho. Para más información, bienvenidos a todos a venir. Llamar por teléfono a 551-299-2456. Mirar la página web catskillfoodpantry.org. O conectar con nosotros en Facebook, en Catskill Food Pantry.
One speeding ticket, Columbia County.
Columbia County, everybody gets speeding tickets. How else do they pay for the roads to get plowed in the winter?
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, July 2nd. Local early morning temperatures range from 62 degrees in Tannersville to 69 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 73 degrees. Air quality will be good and pollen levels will be low. Today is gonna be hot, but shouldn't feel quite as bad as yesterday. High of 88 happens at 4 p.m. Skies will grow increasingly sunny as the day progresses. Overnight, clear skies and a low of 64. Tomorrow, a rainy afternoon, possibly with some thunder. A high of 82 is going to linger most of the afternoon. Overnight, temperatures dip to 60 degrees. Friday will have a comfy dew point in the 50s and a high of 80 at 2 p.m. Saturday will also be dry and have a high of 84. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 3:20 a.m., high tide at 9:09 a.m., low tide again at 3:48 p.m., then high tide once again at 9:49 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 77 and the tide strength is high. Sunset today will be at 8:21 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:20 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 5%. Plasma winds will be slow at 378 kilometers per second with a thin density of 3 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently solar max standard with an S1 level noise floor. There are no chances of aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 144. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Yeah! The Public News Service Daily Newscast, Wednesday, July 2nd, 2025. I'm Farah Siddiqui. The U.S. Senate has passed President Donald Trump's domestic agenda bill by the narrowest possible margin, 50-50, with Vice President J.D. Vance casting the tie-breaking vote. The package includes a wide range of policy priorities and now heads to the House, where a close vote is also expected. In other news, Columbia University has agreed to pay $9 million to settle a class action lawsuit from students. They say the school submitted inaccurate data to the U.S. News & World Report, boosting its national ranking and leading to higher tuition. Columbia said it regrets past reporting errors but did not admit wrongdoing. And now, the Arkansas Space Grant Consortium at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock will use an $800,000 NASA grant to train students in STEM education and aerospace research. Frieda Ross has more.
18 colleges and universities across the state are part of the consortium. Director Constance Meadows says the program trains students to work for NASA as well as preparing them to work in the local aerospace industry.
We really focus on workforce development, skills development, and training. So we look to see how we can meet the needs of NASA, but also our goal is to meet the needs of the state of Arkansas.
Farm-linked organizations, including one from Minnesota, are ratcheting up legal pressure over canceled federal grants. They say projects designed to create a fair and sustainable food production system are being shortchanged. Mike Moen reports.
The Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy is part of a newly filed lawsuit that says the USDA, under the Trump administration, unlawfully terminated a host of grants. The Institute's Aaron McKee says its funding was for an outreach project to elevate the voices of people in agricultural systems often shut out of farm program decisions. The grant was for 2 years, and McKee says they were close to finalizing materials.
We feel like this is rolling back a lot of progress towards a fairer food system.
The USDA says the grants went to programs promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion and were no longer consistent with department priorities.
Artificial intelligence is expected to significantly change people's lives, and New Mexico State University is meeting the challenge by offering the state's first AI degree.
The higher ed institution located in Las Cruces will introduce the state's first Bachelor of Science degree in AI starting in fall 2020. College of Arts and Sciences Dean Enrico Pontelli felt AI shouldn't only be taught at Ivy League schools, but made accessible to learners in New Mexico. He says no matter what kind of job you have, learning a bit about AI is essential.
We see a lot of students that come to college. They understand something about AI, but they don't understand how to use it properly. So AI can be a great tool to learn. Use AI as your companion to help you, not to replace you.
I'm Roz Brown.
This is Public News Service. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell told senators the central bank might have already cut interest rates this year, if not for the economic effects of recent tariff policies. As housing costs continue to squeeze Ohio families, Youngstown's mayor warns that out-of-state landlords are pushing many out of their homes, undermining children's health, education, and futures. Eviction filings remained above pre-pandemic levels this June, adding pressure to families already struggling with rising rents. Youngstown Mayor Jamel Tito Brown says institutional landlords are buying up homes and hiking rents, displacing families and forcing them into overcrowded living situations, or what he calls hidden homelessness.
Corporations coming in and buying multiple properties, they're raising the monthly rent three times as much. Now we're pushing those individuals what we call homeless, the homeless and unaccounted for, you know, where now I have to live with my parents or my relative because I can't afford the rent.
A new Indiana law starting this week allows school board candidates to list their political affiliation on the ballot. Joe Ullery reports.
Candidates may choose to register with a political party as independents or not disclose any affiliation. Those who don't select will have a blank space next to their name. Those opposed to the new law say it injects unnecessary politics into a role traditionally focused on education. Leslie Jacobs is on the school board for Fayette County School Corporation in Connersville.
In my 10 years, I couldn't tell you the political leanings of anybody on my board. Never comes up. Our discussions are purely about educational opportunities, picking a superintendent, looking at budget.
She warns requiring party labels might discourage qualified candidates from running. Supporters of the new law say it increases transparency.
While President Donald Trump's budget bill took another step forward Tuesday, it would end some tax credits
credits that one Kansas manufacturer says are vital to American competitiveness abroad. More from Zimone Perez.
Kurt Nikens runs a company that manufactures electric yard hostlers, chargers, and battery storage systems in Kansas City. He explains his industrial customers use the $40,000 tax credit to help purchase his all-electric yard hostlers for loading and unloading cargo. Senate Republicans voted to cut that tax credit by September. Nikens says EV manufacturers and renewable energy companies in general frequently compete with Chinese manufacturers, who are subsidized by their government.
If we don't support clean energy from materials to manufacturing to assembly, even clean energy products all the way up to vehicles in this bill, then we are really handing dominance to China for all of that.
Policies like the EV tax credits from President Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act have been in the Trump administration's crosshairs. Republican lawmakers have argued that market competition should be the driving force on which vehicles, electric or gas, people drive.
This is Farah Siddiqui for Public News Service, a member and listener-supported, heard on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform, and you can find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. ProPublica is reporting an alleged $80,000 disclosure omission by Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem in her federal executive branch disclosure form, an ethics violation. Noem appears to have received a 2023 commission for fundraising for a dark money nonprofit group. ProPublica reporters reviewed 2023 documents suggesting a company Noem registered in Delaware, Ashwood Strategies LLC, took an apparent commission payment of $80,000 for raising money for the American Resolve Policy Fund, a 501c3 nonprofit. Noem did not report the payment on her executive branch personnel public financial disclosure report filed late last year. Reporting found American Resolve was registered within minutes of the registration of Ashwood Strategies. On paper, American Resolve is registered and managed by a Virginia company, Sage Advisory Group. ProPublica also reports that American Resolve Policy Fund in turn formed America Resolve PAC, supporting Noem in its advertising. In a press statement, Noem's lawyer claims she did not, quote, establish, finance, maintain, or control American Resolve Policy Fund. She was simply a vendor for a nonprofit entity, unquote. She was also serving as governor at the time. We've linked to Noem's federal disclosure form, the ProPublica report, and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
a song that I made. It's full of holes and it's starting.
Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
With this legislation, we're fulfilling the mandate we were entrusted with last November and setting our country and the American people up to be safer, stronger, and more prosperous.
Majority Leader John Thune and Senate Republicans are giving President Donald Trump's agenda a huge push forward by passing the Big Beautiful Bill after 27 hours of debate. Vice President J.D. Vance had to cast the tie-breaking vote extending tax cuts mostly for the wealthy and cutting $1 trillion from Medicaid and other health care programs to pay for them. Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski was on the fence but ultimately voted yes. She calls the process agonizing but says she hopes the legislation will still be improved.
Do I like this bill? No, because I tried to take care of Alaska's interests, but I know that in many parts of the country, there are Americans that are not going to be advantaged by this bill.
The mega bill now goes back to the House for what party leaders say should be quick approval. But University of Illinois political scientist Brian Gaines says the fact that it's barely passed either chamber leaves its future uncertain.
We've seen the House being pretty unruly lately, and it's a very small margin for the Republican majority. So I think there's a lot of suspense about what the House is going to do next. This is not yet the time for a victory lap.
Democrats vow they'll use the mega bill to win back seats in Congress in next year's midterms. It includes dramatically more funding for immigration enforcement. But a new Marist poll says more than half of U.S. adults believe that's already going too far. Trump visited a planned migrant detention center in the Florida Everglades Tuesday. While at what's being called Alligator Alcatraz, he called for the deportation of U.S. citizens who have committed crimes, which would almost certainly be illegal. A new study in The Lancet is confirming other research that millions of people will die because of the dismantling of USAID. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the agency's gains were too few and costs were too high. But the Lancet study says more than 14 million will die over the next 5 years from untreated HIV/AIDS, malaria.